guess so.
I think you can keep all that in, honestly.
This is the perfect intro to Hi Dads. Hey guys, it's our second episode.
Yes, finally.
Cade, and I've got Sean and Aaron. We're all here.
We did it.
And tonight we're going to be talking about the Gimlet.
Gimlets, yeah. So for first-time listeners, Cade, who are we? What are we? What do we do here?
Oh, yeah, we're a good bunch of 30-something-year-old dads, and we're not bartenders. We're probably never been on the other side of a bar, just
well,
on
that's
the drinking
not true.
Side.
not that they've asked us to be, but
not legally employed.
Yeah.
No, again, not true. I've done bartending. Sheesh, these guys.
I'll hear more about that later.
Not professionally.
Yeah. So for all our longtime listeners, we found out last episode that Cade has never had a gimlet, and sure. I'm kind of flabbergasted. Cade, the gimlet, it's kind of basic.
Yeah, seriously, you bitch.
But it's
oh, sorry. That's what called for. That was
it's
rude.
Sort of an entry point into all kinds of cocktails. Like, you take your basic gimlet and you can just do a lot of different things with it to make it not a gimlet, but still a delicious drink.
I just skipped it.
Yeah, I guess
you
so.
Could. That's an option, honestly.
Yeah, you could skip it. But
I was just
like,
gimlet, skip it.
You're going to regret it, though. Let's be real. Yeah,
that's true.
No, I'm
gimlets,
here now. I'm here for it, baby.
So smooth, and they've been around for over 100 years for a reason.
Classics are classics.
The main reason is so that you don't get scurvy. Yeah,
that's reason number one, two, and all of them.
We're big fans of vitamin C on this pod.
I thought you were going to say we're big fans of scurvy.
No.
I never had it because I drank my gimlets, baby.
Exactly.
Like
we're against the scurvy. Against the scurvy. No. Yeah, we don't like any scurvy here.
Now, scurvy, for those who don't know, it's different than scabies, which there was an outbreak of when we were in college together.
Are you for real? I don't
scurvy
recall.
Is,
oh, time out.
All right, the history. Let's get to it.
Oh, yeah, the history of the gimlet.
Yeah, so back in the late 1800s, the 1880s, a lot of people were dying at sea from scurvy, vitamin C deficiencies. And so one of the things that happened was it was especially on British warships. And so this guy created this cordial. Rose's lime cordial.
Yeah.
And essentially it's just like a lime juice preservative with sugar in there to keep it preserved. And it was kind of difficult to palate. And so that's where this Rear Admiral Sir Thomas Gimlet came in. And he said, "Hello, mate. Why would we drink this just cordial, drink it with gin."
Terrible British accent. Awful. We're not getting picked up over there. Across the sea, we're done.
Okay,
we're done,
how
baby.
Do you, how do you think he said it?
I'm not going
I'm not.
Why do we keep doing these terrible British accents on here? But
only
so,
Cockney.
No,
we
so
only
this
got
guy,
we got nothing else but Cockney.
His name was Sir Thomas Gimlet, and he's like, you know what, we've got these barrels of gin, just pour this Rose's lime cordial into the gin, and henceforth was born the gimlet. Just these people on ships just getting shit-faced on gin and lime cordial.
If I may, sir, the gin was for the officers. So that's how they kept the officers healthy, if I'm being honest with you. Gin was the fancy man drink. What the sailors had for their rations was rum, and they would pour it in that bullshit. And they called it grog.
Grog.
Yes, grog.
But you're still right. Like, that's how the gimlet was born, 100% for
yeah.
sure. For
so
sure.
there's another theory. Some people, like, mainly people think that the gimlet is named after Rear Admiral Sir Thomas Gimlet. But some people also think that it might be named after the tool that was used to bore a hole into the barrels of liquor. That tool was called a gimlet.
Oh, I always called it a bung bore.
All of these don't do well over podcasts because they're all spelled completely different.
They're all spelled differently, yeah. So that's the history of the gimlet, and it was drank on ships, and it really didn't become a popular like cocktail until the 1950s. And that's when it started showing up in bars, and people started drinking it just at will. Hey, give me a gimlet, Gubna. You know, I need it. Mm-hmm. Need it now. I gotta tell you,
I think that the gimlet, gives a bad reputation, honestly, because of that roses bullcrap.
Oh,
like, that stuff is not good. I'm sorry.
It's not.
You're not going to be a sponsor. It's not great. Like, it's not. Honestly.
I've always seen that, like, it's a crusty old bottle in the back of a bar cabinet.
It's same people that make that sugary, like, fake grenadine?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff. One. So, in my research into the gimlet, I didn't know that about the roses lime cordial. So I was like, all right, I need to try the original. And so I went to the grocery store and I couldn't bring myself to buy the roses lime cordial or lime juice. The way it is now, it's such a bastardization of what it used to be. I'll post a picture on the Instagram of the ingredients, but the first ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. And then, like, lime juice and a bunch of other preservatives and stuff.
Profits.
And I'm just like, you know, there's no way that this would do any justification to the old, like, gimlet. This would be pointless for me to try it this way.
You know what actually?
We're not fans of big sugar either.
And I've never done this.
You're not a sponsor.
But what I've read is that you can make your own version of an OG.
Yes.
You know, like lime cordial, where you just do, like, you zest a lime, zest a lime into a bowl of sugar, and you make basically like a lime zest sugar. And then once that has marinated together for a while, I don't know, there's no times on this, you squirt your lime juice up in there and you mix that all up, and that makes your lime simple syrup, but it has the zest in there too. And that's basically the true to spirit version of what they're talking about. So, like, if you hate gimlets and you're using roses, try that. And I promise you, you're going to like it, because fresh lime is where it's at.
Well, yeah. I wanna make the other thing that happened back in the day. They also used Navy strength gin, like 114 proof.
Oh,
gin.
Yeah, baby. Whoa. So,
purists say that a gimlet is 2 ounces of Navy proof gin, Plymouth. A lot of people say use Plymouth.
Yeah, I think that's the OG.
And 2 ounces of roses lime cordial.
Ooh, that's but it's stronger. Okay.
Right. So, you know, I tried it. I didn't get the roses, but right next to the roses was this other brand of a lime simple syrup type thing, and the ingredients were basically lime juice and cane sugar. And I was like, okay, I'll try this, and I'll try it the 2 ounce way as well. And it was okay. I like my fresh lime juice better, but, you know, in a pinch, if I needed to make a cocktail in like 2 seconds, sure. It tasted like a bar. Like a downtown Thursday night bar special.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I'm going to recommend is a higher, like a martini ratio. That's what I'm going to recommend for a gimlet, is 4 to 5, like I'll say 3 to 1 minimum gin to lime juice. But I would even go 4 or 5 to 1, honestly.
Wow.
Because
That's powerful.
Well, you got to sweeten it. You got to sweeten it too. Honestly, you know, like, so you need the sugar in there too. But like, I don't know. You need the. I feel like you need the aromatics of the gin to come out, or maybe not. But
I like a limey. I like getting a limey gimlet. Honestly,
the lime holds up though. Is the thing to me?
I know.
At least
I love it. I love it. And then the cool other cool thing with this, Cade, you know, you can just sub out the gin for rum, and you got a daiquiri.
That's it.
Okay. Okay.
You got classic nice. Daiquiri.
That's or grog.
Yeah. Yep. You know, a lot of people, vodka started getting popular. So if you've got like your favorite European or Ukrainian vodka, go ahead and add that instead of gin.
But it's going to taste worse. I mean, just prepare
yourself.
Yeah,
it's not as good. I like
worse than gin.
We're going to go gin tonight.
To each their own.
All right, well, I'm at my
I got another interesting thing about this Rose fella, though.
Oh, I'm getting thirsty, bud.
Guess what
this
guy did.
We need to get this man a drink.
Guess what this guy did, though? He invented this cordial, right, to combat scurvy. Mm-hmm. And then, like, a year later, he convinced Parliament to pass a law that all ships were required to carry Rose's lime cordial.
Brilliant. Well, so I read that, but I didn't know it was him. Like, I thought it was just they were required to carry lime juice because of the vitamin
C.
Dude,
you know that guy was back there puppeting the strings. Come on.
I mean, you're probably right, buddy.
Yeah, like, sure. Right after he invents it? Yeah, right. But, you know, hey, make this a law and I'll give you some kickbacks. All right.
You're
okay.
Right.
You're ready to make your gimlet, I'm sure. You're stone cold sober. You've been waiting all day to drink.
I've been drinking.
It is Saturday,
and I'm ready to make one.
I wouldn't say cold, this but is... I am thirsty. I'm hankering for a gimlet. So
good.
I got
good
some stuff here.
All right, so it sounds like Aaron's got a little bit of a different philosophy than I do on the gimlet. So I'll tell
shoot
you
your
what
shot,
I do,
boys.
I would say go 0.75 ounces of to 1 ounce of lime juice, and then like half an ounce to 0.75 ounces of simple syrup, and then 2 ounces of your favorite gin. Put that in a shaker, add ice, shake it, and then pour it into your glass of choice. And I would do a double strain unless you want those ice bits.
Absolutely, Hunter, double strain. Agree with that for sure.
All right, so a 2-to-1 of gin to syrup and lime juice. Is that right?
So I would
no,
do...
That one, he had
what,
ratios,
what you get
that.
Is like 1.5 ounces of not liquor and 2 ounces of liquor. So you can go 0.75 simple syrup, 0.75 lime. I did a 1 ounce lime and a 0.5 ounce simple just because it seemed a little too sweet to me when I did 0.75, 0.75.
It's a delicate balance. You don't want it not sweet enough either.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went a little limier. And Aaron,
my first
I think you're onto something with a little more gin too.
Oh, you need the more gin, I think.
Yeah.
So what I did was my first one, actually, I put basil in there, and we're going to have the purists coming after me on this for sure. I didn't put much basil, but I put a little basil in there when I shook it, and it beats the basil up and gives it like a green hue and a little basil flavor, and then I garnish with a basil leaf. That is delicious, but I didn't put enough sugar in that first one, I don't think, and it was a bit watery. The second one I did,
getting close to a gin basil smash there doing
I know, but it's so good. Like,
but
it's
that's
really
what the,
good.
That's the beauty of the gimlet is it kind of is the basis for like a lot of really good drinks, like the gin basil smash.
It's true. Right. And with the
so,
smash,
like,
I do
make...
a lot more basil.
0.75 simple syrup, 0.75 lime juice, 1.5. I'm using Aviation gin. I've got the homemade simple syrup.
You definitely want at least two ounces of gin, at least.
I think you want to go more gin for sure. Like
I'm
doing the.
You may want to go
the 2.5
ounces.
The second
I'll
one.
Tell
I
you
did,
a secret. I'm always going to want to go more gin. So
I promise
you.
That's why I know you, man. And now you're going to want to go the
higher
for ratio
it.
For sure.
I'm going to go ahead and do another 3/4 ounce.
Yeah,
the second one I did
it
like a 4-to-1 ratio.
I think that gives you a good baseline, Cade. Do it that way, and then. You can decide from there, like, okay, I definitely want to go gin heavier next time, you know.
Then just the old wet shake.
Sugar in this.
Yeah, yeah, straight to the wet shirt.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break because Aaron and I tested shaking while
it's not great.
Talk. It's not great. So
yeah, so
we can say whatever we want starting now. All right, and we're back.
All right, Cade. So you just shook your drink and you're pouring it down. Right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm so excited for you to drink this, man. I'm so happy for you right now.
You guys ever pour enough liquor in your coupe to where it like stands up a little bit? Like, you know, the surface tension holds it? Maybe that's where I'm at. I nailed it.
Well, let me tell you, I bought Nick and Nora's nice. And they're 5 ounces. I did not realize how much dilution got into a drink when you shake it.
Yeah,
because I'm only putting, 3.5-4 ounces of liquor in here, and I came to the brim of my 5 ounce Nick and Nora.
Mm. Oh, yeah. 5 ounces is a pretty small drink.
That is,
but that's tasty. That's an ounce of dilution from the shake.
Yep, the shake, and that's it shakes it all out.
Fun.
That's a tasty drink.
Fun fact for those at home.
Wait, Cade, do you like the drink? He's just tasted his gimlet for the first time ever, Sean.
I like this drink. I like it very much.
Well, we knew you would. It's a classic.
It's super, super simple. It's lots of gin. I like the, not using a really botanical gin. I think it's a good idea in something like this. I think it'd be weird if you used something that had a lot of, nose on it. It would taste.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so.
I wonder.
I don't know if I disagree with you. I think I disagree with you, bud.
Yeah.
Ooh. Tell me
more.
Yeah,
I think you could. I think
what are you using? Hold on, Will. What are you using?
I'm using Aviation. I like it. It's not super botanical.
Too, I guess. No, it isn't.
I used Boodles. I did Boodles today.
Boodles, Plymouth, Aviation, they're all like super good, clean flavors, but they don't have the
They do have botanicals. So that's where you throw me off is like gin is just by nature going to have that.
Yeah,
so, I guess it's not. There's super ones like the Botanist or.
Well, see, that's the thing. I haven't gotten into all those. I guess yet.
They get maybe that's really, really aromatic, and really coriander, juniper, all that kind of stuff in them. But no, man, this is super tasty.
Maybe it might depend on which aromatic. So if you're following along at home and you're like, "How do I? I don't know how much of a lime to juice into this." Essentially, a whole lime. Will give you 0.75 to 1 ounce of lime juice.
But as long as you're ratioing it, it doesn't really matter. Like,
exactly.
You know,
so that's what I'm saying. You squeeze an entire lime, and then you put, your half an ounce of simple syrup and then your gin. You might not need to measure out that lime juice is all I'm saying. Just one whole lime would be another way to do it.
It is served neat. I don't know if we've described all of this yet or not, but
We said the double strain. Double strain. It helps if you chill your glass.
Mm-hmm.
I stuck my Nick and Nora in the freezer with some ice cubes in it. That it was nice and frosty.
Do you know what chilled my glass? That first gimlet that I had.
He already made
I'm making this. I'm making
the
a second
son
one now.
Of a gun. Oh, he chucked it. Yeah, it's very easy to drink.
No, I didn't.
Very easy to drink.
I sipped it right down.
It's been 30 seconds.
Yeah, that was quick, man. That was really quick.
At home, how long's it been? Because we feel like it's been a minute max.
There was a time lapse.
My first gimlet today, I did that just regular simple syrup, lime juice, and Boodles gin. And then the other thing I did, I made a rosemary simple syrup. I snipped some rosemary out of my garden and essentially make simple syrup. But when you're heating up your sugar and water, put a handful of rosemary leaves in there and let it kind of steep in. And then when you pour it into your container, just strain it so that the leaves don't get in there. And then you've got a rosemary simple syrup. So my second one, I used the rosemary simple syrup, and then I also garnished it with a sprig of rosemary that I torched to get like some singed rosemary aromatics going on there. And it's amazing. Like, it's really good. That's my favorite one of the day.
our
guys.
Bottle.
I'm telling you, I'm already going rogue. You mentioned rosemary. I've got some bitters that you made, Sean. That Ooh. Have jalapeno.
Oh, shnikes.
Shishito peppers, lime peel, and rosemary.
Yes.
There's a picture of a good friend of ours hugging a dolphin.
Yeah, that's what he's doing to that dolphin.
He's just hugging it. It's mm-hmm. just hand drawn of him hugging it. But so I put some of those in there, and I did one drop of cranberry bitters, mainly because I've been wanting to try these cranberry bitters. Interesting. And
that's good. Cranberry limeade, man. Honestly, you could put any fruits in it. It's gonna be delicious.
Yeah, dude. Muddle some strawberries or raspberries in the bottom of your shaker before you mix it.
It's just like a
Oh man.
Anything like strawberry? Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm gonna shake this up, and we'll see how this one tastes. So
I'm sure it's gonna be fantastic.
Oh, we get to another break.
And we're back.
All right. So
oh my gosh. Yeah, he acted like he was done. Sean, let me ask you this, Sean. Do you ever switch up the sugar you use, or are you always using a simple syrup? Like, is it always a white sugar base for your gimbal?
I've got some Demerara simple syrup, and honestly, I was thinking I might make a gimlet. I've also got some barrel aged gin.
Ooh, baby.
So I was like, okay, if I'm gonna do a barrel aged gin gimlet, maybe I should also use the darker.
Oh my god, do it. I haven't tried that, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be good? Because, like, you know, you can use seasoned rum or like aged rum and a daiquiri. Yeah, like, I'm sure it's gonna be delicious. Exactly.
Yep.
Delicious.
Yeah. Sure is. So Aaron,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we keep talking about this roses stuff. Can you still get Roses Simple Syrup or Roses Lime Cordial in Great Britain?
In Great Britain? Ooh, I don't know. Is this trivia? Can you still get roses? I'm going to say no, because you asked. No, I don't think you can.
So apparently since 2018, you cannot get Roses Lime Cordial anymore because the Coca-Cola plant that manufactured it burned down.
Well, can you get?
And then Coca-Cola was like, yeah, we're just not going to bring that back into production anymore.
Probably because British people decided they just like the gin part,
right? Yeah, well, I think all the old people that were purists with it were like, nah, give me my gimlet with
as
that
we
shit like we drank on the warships in World War II.
Call back to episode one. They don't even like vermouth in their martinis. They say gin in a glass. Please make it cold. True.
Man, there's some cranky old people there in Britain with their cocktails, it sounds like.
Well, the gin ones, at least.
I bet there's some mild-mannered Brits that are drinking gin. And they're just like,
don't worry. We're never going to get popular enough to be over in Britain, Kay. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
We're never going to be allowed in Great Britain.
Well, if there's one thing I'd learn to, or I'd love to learn, it's Cockney rhyming slang.
I thought you were going to say English.
Son of a gun.
You got me. There's one thing I want to know. It's English.
Man, oh, man. Hey, do you guys know what they called the sailors who would drink grog? Obviously, we've covered this. It's rum and lime juice. You know,
they called them rum chums.
No, hold on. Give me
not
a
even
second.
Close. Not even close. It's a very common. I don't even know. Are we allowed to say? I think we're allowed to say it.
I think. Like, well, you're saying the history, the etymology, entomology.
It is history.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, how about you leave a pause before you say it, just in case we need to cut it
in
out.
In case we have to
probably
it.
Smart. Well then, limeys. So that's where the word limeys came from. Isn't that just slang for British? Is it? I don't know if it's offensive or not.
I don't know.
If it is, I really apologize.
I thought it was an adjective.
I've never used it.
think it was a slang for a British.
I've heard it slang for British people, like just generically. But
until this podcast, I don't think I've ever offended a British person. But now I'm
sure I've only met a handful of British people. Yeah, we've already.
How often do you hear people talking in slang about British? Aaron's like, oh, I only hear them. I only hear it in use of slang of British people. Like, how often?
Well, have you never heard that term before?
I've heard of limey. I've also heard blimey.
Limey.
Heard that. I've heard blimey more than limey.
Cockney rhyming slang.
And crikey.
It was a British law about the limes. That's why they're called limeys. That's all I'm saying. So that's where that came from.
Okay.
Well, I love you guys did your research on this. It's a great drink, and I'm enjoying it. I added that little bit of the pepper bitters and a little bit of the cranberry.
How is it?
I will say it elevated it to what I would consider like a cocktail. And mm-hmm. I don't mean because I added these specific bitters, but I think
it is one more ingredient. I agree.
I could see some orange bitters going great.
Yeah, I left this out, but I always put orange bitters in there, two drops every single time.
So I did zero research on this. I specifically was like, don't read about gimlets going into this because I want to be surprised. But I don't know if any recipes call for bitters, but it seems like bitters make it from like a mixed drink into a cocktail. Like that's technically,
if you want to get technical about it, you have to have bitters to call it a cocktail, right? Like bitters is cocktail sweetener and citrus, or no, cocktail sweetener and liquor. You have to have the bitter element in the cocktail. You have to have the sweet element, and you have to have a liquor element.
I don't know that.
I don't know that that's true.
Let's look it up right now in real time, because I'm telling you that's what that's the definition.
I promise you, I'm not going
to
do that.
I'm not saying you have to.
I think that's the definition. Like the generic, like way. How do you make a cocktail? Well, you do a sweetener, a bitter, and a liquor. Like, but I don't think that's law. I don't think that's law.
Oh, there's no laws about it at all, for sure. But I'm just saying, like I don't consider Jack and Coke a cocktail. Like, you know, absolutely. Like I don't know.
No, that's a mixed drink.
Yeah. I think adding bitters elevates it and gives it a little more flavor and just depth. And I dig it. It's super tasty.
It's a good drink.
Most commonly, cocktails are either a combination of spirits or one or more spirits mixed with other ingredients such as fruit juice, flavored syrup, or cream.
Cream! I didn't know. That was a left field.
I'll probably just take a pass. When we get on the cream drinks, I'm just going to
No, I will. I absolutely will. No,
that's not
You're
true.
Nuts.
The car, nuts, yeah, Kate. The coffee liquor drinks, seriously. Man.
White Russian? You don't like a White Russian?
Yeah, you know how lactose intolerant I am? I don't want to dive all into that.
Well, but we could.
Okay, but
it's been a week since our last podcast.
We had to delay so I could take a dump.
I wasn't gonna go that far.
I mean, okay, if we're gonna dive into that, we were supposed
now you have to
record
tell the whole story.
We were supposed to record 4 nights ago.
Yeah.
And this guy thought Cade, he was dying. Cade was like, I can't, guys. Oh, it hurts so much in my abdomen.
I got appendicitis.
And Aaron and I are just like, we're like, oh yeah, dude. So like, just go fart and shit.
Yep.
And that Cade's like, no, dude, it's worse than
that. Cade.
It's not that. And he's like, no, I've farted, man, and I've taken a poo. And we're like, not like you need to. Not like you need to.
Yep.
But so true. for some context, though, Cade is the healthiest one of us, and it's not close. Like, Cade is, like, you know, eats right, exercise, does the right stuff, takes care of his body. So, like, you know, I guess – when you
guys,
eat one
I
cube
thought,
of cheese,
I thought I
it is
going to
throw off that perfect.
And you know what? It could have been all the cheese I put in my martinis. I told you, I make like a charcuterie plate when I build a martini. And I had a lot of cheese that day. And it started around then. But yeah, I went to urgent care because I thought I had appendicitis. And the healthcare professional that was seeing me, she was not
having it. Let me ask you this,
she was not
Dr.
pleasant.
Cade.
What?
Did you know that humans... All right, what two animals besides humans cannot produce their own vitamin C?
I can't answer this because I think I opened the same website that you did.
There are only three animals on Earth that can't produce their own vitamin C, and they need
buddy. I have no idea what
guinea pigs and fruit bats.
Yep.
What? For real? Because we're all aliens, I think. Right? We're all aliens. Can't produce our own vitamin C. Why are we living here?
Yeah, man. You get me started on sci-fi, I'll go deep.
We are it'll from get, a planet that real makes weird. Vitamin C and injects it into you.
Cade, what is your deepest sci-fi theory, Cade?
Oh, I like
deepest.
This.
Deepest sci-fi deepest. Theory?
Yeah.
Define deepest. Like, yeah, like most out there? Most out there, right? That's what you mean.
I'll tell you mine while you think you mean about like, yours.
So go ahead. Yeah, let's hear yours.
I'll tell you mine. From the perspective of Mars, the three of us are all holding hands right now.
That's true.
That's the nicest
all,
way to put
we're
it.
We're all on top of each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Relatively
That's
speaking.
How small relative. The planet is. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey. They're like, why are these guys on a podcast? Because they could just be talking to each other. They're so close mm-hmm. together.
Yeah, if you're a Martian, right you're living on that planet, other. You're like, those guys are on the phone with you? They can't just, like, take one step and be on each other?
Yeah,
exactly. Really close to each other. I don't know. I mean, I do think there's some good theories. And some of these, I mean, they've been going on for a long time. But a guy put it into, like, his theorem in the – it was, like, the early 2000s, though, that he actually wrote it out. And it's like, I think we're in a computer simulation. And – it sounds a little crazy, but we could be, and it wouldn't be that far out.
It wouldn't be surprising.
In a computer simulation, the way technology is accelerating, and who knows, man. And it'd be fine if we were.
I'll say it like this. It's not that far out to believe that computers can get to the point where they can simulate a universe. So if computers can get to that point, I mean, like, what? Everything's possible. Like, the you know, the car, like, there's everything's on the table at that point, right? Like, I mean,
absolutely.
So I could see that.
Absolutely. Man, this is a super tasty drink. I did throw a lime slice in the second one that I'm having.
Very nice.
You can get really fun with garnishes.
Yeah, you really can.
Yeah.
Really
fun this one's garnishes. Just this one's just floating like a lily pad.
I really recommend you try some herbs. Like, get some basil, get some rosemary.
Yep. I torched a rosemary, but you know, you could also torch a lime peel. Not a lime peel, like a lime slice like you got. Sprinkle a little sugar on it and brulee it, and then float it.
Sean, you know what I was telling – not what I was telling Cade, because I would never spoil her anything. But what I was going to say is that I started to dehydrate a lime, like slice up a lime and thin slices and dehydrate them and like throw that on top. I feel like that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be nice.
It would float easily.
I'm reticent to add dehydrated fruit to a cocktail because I
but it's
going to
have an intense lime flavor.
I bet lime would work, but I did a left hand and I added a dehydrated banana chip to it, and I thought it's going to be like a banana.
Doesn't even have banana in it though. No, you're not. Hold on. Dehydrated bananas are hard to eat in the like by themselves. All right, first of all I love bananas. Up
into this dehydrated banana chip and like rehydrate it, and it would be like mushy and cocktail and
why would
good.
You do
that? That doesn't even sound good when you describe it.
No.
That
I like banana chips though.
Your
I
intuition
chicken salad with
but
this.
You said you hoped it would soak up and get mushy and rehydrate and, oh, like you get like this mushy banana.
It's not
like,
gonna change back to a regular
teeth.
Banana flavor. It's gonna be dehydrated banana flavor. It's gonna taste like garbage is what it's gonna taste like. Are you insane?
I like banana chips and plantain
I can eat
chips.
Them
they're
but
good.
It's not my
plantain
favorite. Like,
chips are delicious. Plantain chips.
So are banana chips.
But I would
my
not stick a plantain
in
chip in my cocktail.
Chips.
In a single,
buddy,
in a million years, I would never be like, oh, I love plantain chips.
Well,
yeah.
At least now
let me
the
stick
listeners
this
know
shit in my
who the A
plane.
And B team players are, and they know who last place is.
Hey, I'm
last
gonna,
place
I'm gonna
cocktail maker.
I'm going to try some weird stuff, and sometimes I'm going to shoot my shot, I'm going to miss.
Although Cade did introduce us to
I did like the creativity of the idea, Cade.
I guess.
I think you just need to find a different cocktail to put a fucking banana dehydrated.
Do not put any dehydrated. No, I different cocktail. Don't put
It looked really pretty and really fancy.
A mudslide or like a dirty banana, exactly. like a milkshakey drink.
Yes,
something like that.
I haven't heard you guys make one cocktail since this started, and I'm
made one at the same time as you. I'm out of limes.
I didn't hear any shaking.
That's
because yours was very loud.
I brought two of them with me into the garage. I'm in my pod state. You guys gave me shit for my wife being able to hear us podcast the other one. So I set up a little podcast station in my garage. That's what I'm really doing too.
We need more listeners. If we had more listeners, we could just have like extra rooms, guys.
I can buy a house where I can set up a sound room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some foam on the walls.
Nay. I can't believe you put a dehydrated banana. Dehydrated bananas.
That's just a terrible idea.
They're not good. So
I did it, guys.
Honestly,
Aaron, what is your biggest cocktail mishap?
That's like saying, what's your favorite kid?
Okay, in modern times.
Buddy, there was one time where me and my best friend, Sean, We went on vacation. And
we spent all day,
every day drinking in the pool. And then we spent all night, every night drinking and eating in restaurants. And so the last day we were there, we spent all day drinking at the pool again. And we really had been reservations at the best restaurant, whatever. Me and my best friend, Sean, were the last two to leave the pool during the day.
Everybody was like, we're going to go get ready for dinner. And Aaron were like,
turned down. Yeah, we're going to chill with my wife. Drink. I turned down sex with my wife to hang out with my best friend. And it was worth it. In hindsight, it was still worth it, I think.
You know you were raw by the end of that trip anyway.
We did have sex every night. Anyways, it doesn't matter. We were so drunk at the end of the pool period that we were like, we're not going to make it to the dinner period. We got to sober up. And so
we went and talked to the bartender.
We shut down the pool, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we got kicked out.
We were the last two, and they were like, y'all gotta fucking leave. And we were saying, we'll leave if you make us a shot that will sober us up, sir. I'm not joking. This is not an exaggeration. This sounds like a fairy tale.
I was like, I need a sober me up shot.
So we asked the Jamaican bartender.
This Jamaican gentleman. He didn't skip a beat either. He didn't look at us like we were idiots.
He was like, I got your back, Jack.
He didn't heckle us. He was like, oh no, I know exactly what y'all are talking about. Like, and so right. It made me feel like I wasn't being ridiculous. Because he accepted it. What did he make us a shot? Oh God.
It was so simple. It was 50% one thing, 50% the other thing.
There's gotta Number be Tabasco in it.
No, sir. No. Frangelica.
Yeah.
Frangelico?
Oh gosh.
Yep.
And ouzo.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So licorice, if you're not familiar, and like shitty, crappy hazelnut, I guess, or something.
Yeah,
like,
it was vomit.
It was.
That'll sober you up.
It was bad. It was not good. It was really gross. Really gross.
And we sobered up so hard, like the tall shot glass too. And we looked at each other in the eyes and we're like,
when he poured it, we were like, I don't want to drink that, but we're in.
But we looked, we went, it's time to sober up. And we cheersed it, sober up, and took the shot. Oh, it's so gross.
Man. I think they probably get that all the time and they're like, let's just pick the things we need to get rid of the most.
Basically. Yep. Didn't we do a YouTube tour of the property?
We have video of the after effects of this, and it's probably 30 minutes. Like, we gave a tour of just like the back alleys of
we walked
of
around
the resort.
We were
like outside people's
sandals,
windows,
giving a tour just to each other.
Yep.
It's on their realtor reel now.
If you really want to see this footage, like and follow for more.
you can find it on our high dad's OnlyFans.
I'm gonna shake another cocktail, so we're gonna take a pause.
Okay. Oh, they're not gonna know. It'll
Yeah, don't even pause this one, man. Let's just we're in the thick of things now at this point.
Well good, because Because you know what? I had a few things to say, Aaron. You talking and you said, my best friend, Sean, I'm right here.
You have more than one best friend.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's true. That's true.
Hey, Cade, you better be careful with these gimlets. You drink too many gimlets, and before you go to bed, you're going to need a sober me up shot.
No, sir. No, sir.
I'm so glad I'm out of lime juice. Oh, my God. I can have something different now. Let's see. What should we drink?
So, guys, I'm going further. We never left, brother. I'm going further with the bitters. And I went two shakes cranberry bitters, two shakes Angostura, one shake of the spicy margarita bitters, which was the jalapeno, shishito, lime peel, and rosemary.
It's got
a really, really pretty pink tinge to it. And
from the cranberry bitters, I bet.
Yeah. Nice, baby. Looks like a pink lemonade.
Does the spiciness come through on those bitters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brother, the spiciness always comes through in those bitters. You can only use one shake of the spicy bitters.
Good. You know, I grew those peppers that are in there.
I know.
That is some craft stuff. We don't do anything half-assed here at High Dads.
No way, man. We do
it all the way.
We've been fine-tuning our DIY Christmas in July for a few years now.
Oh, geez. I need to do that draw. Oh,
or not.
Supposed to do that draw.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine not to if you want.
We can take a year off, too.
Don't DIY it. I think we need to do the hangout and send each other gifts.
Oh, I will hang out every night with y'all for sure. That's different.
For sure. So
it's a delicious drink. It is. It can be a lot more than
lime
just...
and versatile, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I can see it. It is a solid base for a lot of stuff.
Yes. Yeah, you branch out everywhere from that.
Once I like
this
thing. Once
you do the gimlet, you go everywhere. So the bitters I really like in a gimlet, my wife got me these bitters from El Guapo Bitters. It's a company in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And it's a lavender bitter. Mm, and I like
don't like
putting
the sound
them,
of that already.
Like floating them on the top.
I'll tell you this. I like it in a orange juice and champagne.
Yes.
Okay. What's that called? Okay.
That's the mimosa. That's what I use my lavender bitters in the most. Is
what's that complex drink called?
You know what? Next week, Cade and I will walk Aaron through the mimosa.
No, no, we're not doing mimosa next. No. We gotta do something good.
So we should discuss what do you guys want to do next?
Yeah,
should we go from here? I agree.
We've thrown around a few things. I mean, there's classic old fashions which we can go real deep on, and we can have strong opinions.
I honestly feel like we shouldn't go far without doing an old fashioned. Like maybe that should be our next one. Just because.
Let's do some old fashions then.
The old fashions.
Yeah. Next pod, old fashions.
That sounds.
We're gonna do them hard. We're gonna do them exotic. We're gonna do them. We're gonna do an easy version of old fashions too, because we've got.
Well, I've got a really quick way to do an old fashioned, and it's also
you need
one
that.
Of my favorite ways.
You need
I've
that.
Seen.
You
I do. Seen dude... Sometimes I just don't feel like I need a cocktail. I just don't have the time to mess around with it, and then I can just whip up this old fashioned.
I've seen dudes make old fashions with sugar packets, like you get from a coffee shop. Like it is so simple. Yeah. But it can get so specific. I think it'd be a great one to do next. And maybe we can
couple
get a
dudes,
guest.
A couple dudes I used to watch.
On the next one.
And if we do, even if it's last minute, they're probably going to have some basic ingredients to make one, if I'm honest with you.
It's
a couple
a
dudes I used to watch
concept.
On YouTube always used to say the best whiskey is the one you like to drink and the way you like to drink it. So, I mean, it honestly Ooh. Doesn't matter. It's a laid-back attitude that I like.
Yeah, I'm down matter. For that.
Sounds good.
I'm here for it. Yeah. Cool. Well, guys, I think that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Oh,
you wanna ditch these nerds and go play some Rocket League?
Yeah, I could play some Rocket.
All right. I'll definitely guys,
I don't know what I'm walking into in my house. I've been quarantined in the garage for an hour.
Are you allowed to play Rocket League?
That's a good
question. Could be eight babies awake. There could be like eight babies awake in my living room right now, and I don't know it.
Well, so you should wait 5 seconds then, and then go play around.
I mean, I'm a listen at the door before I.
How much of your stuff can you just move to the garage until you're just living out there independently?
I mean,
I offered to give you a PlayStation to put out there. You just need a TV. Put in your garage.
I've got a TV I can move out here. I also have a window air conditioned unit I could set up.
Wait, you also have a PlayStation you could put out there. Yeah. Just make you a freaking podcasting.
Aaron, if we're talking about Sean's garage, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that he has a ceiling fan in his garage.
I'm making fun of that ceiling fan, but it feels so comfortable in my garage right now.
Who has a ceiling fan in their garage, though?
I do. Cade, it gets so hot in the South. Cade. You live in the cool-ass Tennessee mountains.
Yeah.
A garage in the South in the dead of summer is miserable. What's hilarious about that is
how true it is, and also that is still the South. And what I'm gonna say is, I agree with Sean. Honestly, I didn't think I would, but I do. My new house has a ceiling fan in the freaking kitchen. It has a ceiling fan in the freaking master bathroom.
Yep.
Like, you got a ceiling fan in your bathroom?
Brother, yeah, don't knock it till you come to my new house. I'm just telling you.
I think it's all old functional. People.
I can't wait to go to the David Wallace.
We both bought houses from old people.
Yes, but old people think things through. And I promise you, I have lived here long enough to know that it is functional. There is a reason for everything.
Yes.
That's why I didn't get rid of it all at first. Like, I want to be like, flip here for a while. Let's just see what it's like. You know?
Hey. I'm wise enough to know that I don't know everything, and
that's it.
Ceiling fan in the bathroom really intrigues me.
Yeah, we got a big bathroom.
I still look at the garage.
The ceiling fan in my master bathroom. I didn't know.
What, you have a ceiling fan in your master bathroom?
Yes, I didn't know that they could make fans so small. The fan blades like half a foot.
Yeah, I don't know why Sean does. Ours is a big bathroom, and it has a huge window that faces it. It's always sunny. So, like, it just gets hot in there. Like, really hot. Really hot.
Mine's just open to the master bedroom, too. And it's just a sink. There's no door.
Yeah, I know.
So, I basically have one open really room and two ceiling fans.
Just circulating.
So, if you have more questions about ceiling fans, tune in next week.
To our other podcast, fans.
Cut all the ceiling fan talk out. Just cut it all out.
You'll have to subscribe to our OnlyFans to get that content.
Oh, no.
All right, close it out. End it.
End it.
Bye, dads. I love y'all. Aaron. I love you, Cade.
I love you guys. Love you guys.
See you later.
Y'all, I love your eyes. Both of y'all.
Bye.
Bye.